the only spot on the entire North American continent that had professional basketball on Thursday night was along Woodward Avenue in downtown Detroit. The Pistons hosting the Dallas Mavericks at Little Caesars Arena in the only NBA game on the schedule. So with all eyes on Detroit, it's a good thing the Pistons played one of their best games of the year. Bojan Bogdanović led Detroit with a team-high 30 points, but it was Killian Hayes who scored 8 of his 22 points in overtime to give Detroit a 131-125 win over the Mavericks. Luka Doncic had a game-high 35 points for the Mavericks in the loss. NFL Thursday Night Football, it was Buffalo over the New England Patriots 24-10. Sunday, the Lions are home to face Jacksonville at 1 o'clock. That's a noon pregame show on Rock 107 WIRX. The Bears host Green Bay at 1, and good news for the Bears, quarterback Justin Fields may be ready to return to the lineup after hurting his shoulder in the loss to Atlanta 2 weeks ago. College football, the Michigan Wolverines were definitely in the spotlight on Thursday. News coming out that lineman Mazi Smith was arrested nearly 2 months ago with carrying a concealed weapon. Smith was in the process of obtaining his CCW permit when he was arrested. He was charged this week. Then there was news that running back Blake Corum will in fact need knee surgery and is out for the rest of the season and the playoffs. Michigan has not disclosed what Corum's specific injury is. Even more news, quarterback Cade McNamara, who was ruled out for the season back in September, entered the transfer portal earlier this week. He already announced on Twitter that he'll be transferring to play at the University of Iowa. Of course, number 2 Michigan will face Purdue at 8 o'clock in Saturday's Big Ten Championship game in Indianapolis. It's a 7 o'clock pregame show on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Sunday, Michigan basketball travels to London to face number 4 Kentucky at 1. The pregame show on WSJM is at 12:30. Number 20 Michigan State is home Sunday against Northwestern at 7 o'clock. That's a 6 o'clock pregame show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. In women's college basketball, number 20 Maryland beat number 7 Notre Dame 74-72 at the buzzer. Georgia Tech over Michigan State 66-63. And number 17 Michigan over Miami 76-64. High school sports, girls basketball still the only sport active right now. The boys season begins on Monday. Last night it was Buchanan with a 64-21 win over Dowagiac. Marcellus beat Delton Cog 30-18, and Galesburg Augusta over Decatur 46-21. The entire list of tonight's games is on our website. Elsewhere, we've learned that Niles High School will officially debut their new turf this spring before a girls' soccer game on March 29th against Buchanan, but we know that their first football game on that new field will be against former SMAC rival St. Joseph on Friday, August 25th. Niles' second game, a week later, is at Lakeshore. For the rest of the scores from last night and the schedules for today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Friday, December 2nd, I'm Dave Wolfe.